Two cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been found in the United Kingdom. The positive cases in Brentwood and Nottingham are linked to return travellers from South Africa. The UK has reimposed border restrictions in response to the variant, including quarantine requirements for all international travellers, as well as a ban on arrivals from some African countries and the reintroduction of mask wearing. The UK's Chief Medical Officer, Chris Whitty, says investigations are continuing into how COVID vaccines respond to Omicron, but it's hoped they will still prevent serious disease occurring.
What we do know is that there are quite extensive mutations on the spike protein, which is an important part of the virus. And the reason that is important is that is the bit which all the vaccines are against, and indeed which most natural immunity is against. So there is a reasonable chance that at least there will be some degree of vaccine escape with this variant.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has also announced a ramp-up of the UK's COVID vaccine booster program, assuring people that this Christmas will be better than last.
It is pretty clear that no matter what the effects of this new variant, if you're vaccinated in particular, if you have a booster, your immune response is likely to be stronger. So the best thing you can do, best thing everybody can do, is get your booster, and the stronger the overall position will be, we'll all be in. As I say, as we go forward to Christmas, we are in a strong position.
Two cases of the Omicron variant have also been detected in Germany. The cases, both in Munich, have been found in travellers who entered the country on planes from South Africa on the 24th of November. One case has been picked up in Italy in a traveller who returned from Mozambique. Meanwhile, 61 COVID-positive people who arrived in the Netherlands from South Africa are being tested for the Omicron variant. The travellers arrived from Johannesburg and Cape Town shortly after the Dutch government imposed a ban on flights from southern African nations. Journalist and photographer Paula Zimmerman has described the scene that met her at the airport as chaotic. I'm Tina Quinn, and you're listening to SBS News.